This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. So, pretty funny story about Annie, and she's talking to this guy, but doesn't know his name. Salt's daughter had her first Taco Tuesday. My wife and I did a deep clean, and apparently we did it for no reason. And Wanda Sykes is coming for Annie and The Bachelor. Annie has found herself in a very precarious situation with a guy that she's been talking to, texting back and forth for the past couple of days.
Yes.
Introduced through a mutual friend.
Yep.
By the way, if you want to call or text into the show, 617-931-1234. Tell everybody what's going on with this guy.
Okay, so I tweeted Sunday morning and I got a response from somebody that I don't follow and didn't follow me. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And he tagged my other friend in it. So I screenshot it, I sent it to her and I said, who is this kid? She's like, oh, it's my friend from high school or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to the same high school as her. Mm-hmm. So eventually she's like, is it okay if I give him your number? And I'm like, sure, why not? Let's roll the dice. I got nothing going on. So he starts texting me and he's hilarious.
Okay.
And the conversation goes on. And then, you know, we're just talking about random things. And I realize yesterday that I still don't know his name.
Why don't you just ask him?
Because I feel like it's rude at this point.
But you've never met him. What's his screen name like? Is it?
It's
don't give the whole thing.
I know.
Yeah, he's got, like, I've seen the Twitter handle. She showed me the Twitter. It's like initials, so you're not sure
it's
if that's what he goes by.
His Twitter picture is not recent.
Is it an egg? Or?
No, his Twitter picture. Annie just showed me this. This is hilarious. It is him and his brother. You can't tell which one is which because Annie has never seen this kid.
Or his name.
No. Doesn't know his name. And it's a picture from like either the early 90s or the late 80s or something like that because they're kids in this picture. So it's like a throwback picture for this guy. Did your friend Abby say like, hey, I went to high school with him, or like, oh, this guy was my high school teacher?
No, she said we went to high school together.
Okay. Why didn't you just ask your friend?
I just haven't got around to it yet.
I got around to what? Sending a text message? What are you doing with your life, Annie?
Yes,
I just don't understand sometimes the decisions you make when you're going out with people.
Simple
as asking a name.
No, she's not going out with him yet, but yesterday she was texting and she has a smile on her face and she's giddy and she's like, oh, he's so funny. I mean, it would be great to put a name with it, I guess, Annie.
I think the conversations they're so funny and I almost don't want to.
Like, well, you think finding out his name is Gary is going to ruin it for you?
It might. You never know.
What name is like a no-go for you?
What if it's like
this is so
Cornelius
ridiculous.
Or something?
What if he's like a Sebastian? Would you go for a Sebastian?
No.
What if he's a Chad? What if he's a legitimate
See,
Chad?
Like that. What if I find out he's Chad and he's like
what's his area
in Nantucket?
Code?
781.
781's a good area code. Okay.
So we know that he doesn't.
Mr. 781.
Mr. 781.
Mr. Worldwide.
Just call him Pitbull. Pitbull Jr.
Are you Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 781?
Do you own a white suit? Are you bald? Are you
really
also in your 40s?
So he texts me yesterday and goes, a little birdie told me I need to ask you what you were for Halloween this year. And I, of course, was Post Malone.
Right.
So I sent him a screenshot of my Instagram. And I was like, oh, like I want to see some of your best costumes or whatever.
Right.
And he goes, I don't have a picture since college or something. And I was like, is this the part where you tell me you're Ted Bundy?
He does have a picture since college?
So I don't.
What is he texting you on? A Sidekick?
I don't know. Maybe like
a Motorola flip phone?
A Razor phone?
What? So this will make it easier so when he shows up to the bar to murder you,
exactly.
You don't know what he looks like.
No,
and you
can't
be alarmed.
And he's like, oh, like, would you want to get drinks sometime? And I'm like, well, I'm going to go to a bar and I'm not going to know what you look like. So I'm just going to have to
Or your name.
Or your name.
So it's
781.
It's legitimately going to be like a real first date.
Oh my gosh.
Like a blind date. You have no idea.
Does he know who what do you do for a living?
Yes.
Okay.
And he knows my name.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Of course. He knows all of our names.
You're an open book.
It's the damn who I am, you know?
This guy.
This is ridiculous.
This guy's 75 years old.
This is seriously.
I really hope
there's
not.
Either two things that are happening right here. Right now, this guy is like 70 years old.
Right.
And, you know, he's being really creepy. Or this is your brother and sister catfishing.
Yeah, you're being catfished by your friend. Yeah.
That would be even better.
Yeah,
if
like
it was.
This is an elaborate ruse.
All right, just to recap here, if you missed any of this,
Roger.
Annie has been talking with a guy via text, introduced by a friend for a couple of days now.
Yep.
It looks like they're making plans to go out, but she has no idea what he looks like because there's no pictures anywhere and he hasn't shared one, and she doesn't know his name.
People on the text line are saying, what do you have him as in your phone? Like, is he Twitter guy? Do you have
No,
you put...
it's just his number.
Oh, you see? So you haven't even given him a name yet.
His name is Dexter.
somebody says Roger. my dog is Cornelius, and he's awesome.
I'm sorry, it was the first name that came to my mind.
So,
oh my God.
All right. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Salt's daughter, CP, 10 months old, and she had her first taco Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, CP.
No, not good.
No?
Not good. No.
No.
So, Carson, you know this. You know, we're out of that phase now where we're trying to, like, wean her from, like, the smoothie food to, like, more solid food, solid base food, and, like, we're feeding her the stuff that we eat.
Right.
You know, my wife and I, we made the decision, like, okay, we're going to start feeding her some of the stuff we eat. So we've brought the spice level down of everything and, you know, she eats a lot of plain stuff. I don't know if you saw the video I posted last week of her eating potatoes.
Oh, no.
It's the best video.
Mashed potatoes. We went out to Chili's over the weekend.
Here's a plate, kid. Have fun.
No, it's...
So we strap her into the... She has this little seat. We strap it into the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put mashed potatoes in front of her, and then instead of using her fingers or anything, we put them down. She has a little mat. We put it on the mat, and she just slams her face into it, and eats
so
like a little
good.
Pigeon.
I do the same.
So, yeah, exactly. So we're at that phase, you know, of her childhood where we're trying to do this, but, like, I was like, tacos? That doesn't seem like a good idea. Like, I was just like, this is like... A little baby, a lot of spice, even though there was no spice.
Right, but even if there's no spice, there's a little bit of spice.
There's always something. There's always a little something. It's never like plain.
Right.
And it kind of was like, then that night she was having gastrointestinal issues.
You could hear her belly rumbling.
Yeah.
You're like, this is not going to be good.
I'm pretty sure today, you know, I'm going to be... You know, some diapers are going to be a little new. It's going to be a new situation for me today. And I'm like, was this the best course of action? Like, we've been giving her pizza lately.
Yeah.
And it's adorable because she'll just eat the pizza bones, the pizza crust.
Right.
And she's like a little, she's like, she has these two, she'll double fist it and she's slamming them into her mouth and everything.
That's amazing.
She does the same thing with like nuggets and all the other food that we give her. But like, I'm thinking tacos are a little...
Might have been off the path.
Yeah. She's definitely restless sleeping.
Right.
I'm just like, now in this situation, should we give, because, you know, we have a nanny 3 days a week that's part time.
Right. Give her.
Do I give her a heads up?
Right.
I feel like you should because that's a hard situation to walk into.
So today you're going to have a new challenge.
A little scary.
leave her a thing full of margaritas in the fridge and go, hey, just FYI, have fun with that.
Good luck.
Taco Tuesday.
Wet Wipe Wednesday. That's what it's going to be.
did CP love the tacos, though?
She enjoyed it. Yeah, she loved every part of it. But again, I'm not quite sure if she's ready. She's 10 months old. I'm like,
it might have been a little early for Taco Tuesday.
I don't know, man.
Fun, though. It's fun watching them. Like, you know, I remember doing it with Barrett, him trying all the different foods. It's just fun. And even if they get some stuff that's spicy once in a while, like, it's kind of fun to watch them go,
it's like babies eating lemons. It's always the best.
I feel bad because the other day she was eating something and I didn't test it to see if it was too hot.
Oh,
yeah. And she was like, and you don't learn it as an adult either, because when it's too hot as an adult, you still keep chewing it. And you're like, I'll power through.
Bagel bites.
But her, I could see like she's like tearing up eating this hot food.
Dad, what are you doing?
Eating.
You're supposed to be protecting me.
No. See, why are you doing this to me?
That is too funny.
Oh, poor CP.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My sister, my brother-in-law, and their three kids all arrived today.
Wow.
From Florida. They've never been to Boston before. They're staying with us. They're going to be here for a week. And my brother-in-law is from Ireland.
What?
Yes.
He have a brogue?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. So he was on the air with us, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just so excited for him to come, especially because we live in Charlestown, the Irish heritage. And so my wife has just been over the top with the cleaning. She calls it the deep clean. I don't know if you guys, you know, like.
No, we don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know what you guys call that type of clean, but there's hitting.
Buying a new house.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She
just
has,
throw it away.
There's hitting the high spots,
yeah.
And then there's the deep clean. That's what she calls it.
Yeah.
So it's the baseboards. It's the floors.
Just a full deep down clean.
Yesterday, I got home from the gym and we cleaned until I think 11 o'clock last night.
And
I mean, our house is pretty.
I feel like your house is spotless.
Are these fancy people?
No.
They don't seem fancy. I mean, he seems like a nice down earth guy.
Isn't he
a minister?
He's a minister. Yeah, both my
so that means
they
like,
met at Dallas Theological. They both met in seminary school. Yeah. They don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, and he's not one of those like, you know, hey, I need all your money ministers. He's like a real minister.
No, like he's like a good guy.
Like a good down earth guy.
Right, right. Yeah. So and then like I mentioned this just briefly on the show yesterday. We got all these new dimmer switches because she wanted to get that done before they got there. And then now some of the lights aren't working. So I had to go to the hardware store to buy $100 worth of dimmable lights. So between the deep clean and the lights, my day was just utter chaos yesterday. So we finally sit down. I watched the most recent episode of Game of Thrones. And then I text my brother-in-law and my sister just to get an ETA of when they arrive today.
Mm-hmm. Are they driving? Are they flying? What are they doing?
Yeah, so they're driving from Tampa.
Okay.
They went to Virginia.
Gotcha.
They went to D.C.
Yeah.
They're doing a family road trip because they got 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, might as well.
Because the kids are homeschooled. So as soon as I text everybody, the phone rings. And it's my sister, and she calls my wife and says, "We're not coming in tomorrow."
Traffic that bad?
No, she's like, "Lana, I told you we moved the trip."
You're kidding.
We're not coming in until Thursday night. And Lana just looks at me. She's like, "Oh yeah,
sorry."
Right. I mean, we ordered out so we wouldn't mess up the kitchen.
Yep.
I made Barrett get undressed after lacrosse practice outside on the street.
Are you going to be allowed to use the home today?
No,
just don't go home.
We're going to have to eat out again tonight.
And then tomorrow, too, because like they're not getting here till tomorrow night.
Right. We're not going to be able to be in the house for the next
day. Why don't you guys go to get a hotel or something?
Right? That's probably
the best idea.
That'd be a better idea.
I can see you guys all going home today, like wrapped in like saran wrap, just so you don't touch anything.
Shoes. We were putting like the fancy linens on the guest bedroom.
Oh, and boy.
I'd put shams on inside out. We're arguing. No, that's not how the duvet goes. The buttons go on the bottom. I'm like, what are we doing?
It's your family.
What are we doing? They don't care.
Like, I could see if this was family and one of them was close to death and they had a lot of money and you're trying to get in the will.
Yes. Right.
But at this point, no.
You seem chill.
No, they're gonna come in and go, wow, this house is really clean.
Wow, you guys are fancy.
Right?
Can we go see the Freedom Trail?
How many kids do they have?
Three.
How and what are the ages?
The youngest is a year older than Barrett.
Oh, your house is gonna be a mess.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Friday.
That thing's gonna last for about a day.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, forget about cleaning before they get here. We're gonna have to clean after they leave.
Oh my God, Barrett and his cousin are just gonna go nuts.
Oh, right.
It's gonna be utter chaos.
Hey, you want to see my lacrosse ball? Mom, we broke the wall.
Yeah.
Lana's gonna see the first spill and just wince every time.
Oh my God.
So anyway, that was fun. That was fun. The deep clean with my wife.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, guys, I got the most attractive accents in the United States. They did a big survey on this, and I normally don't pay attention to surveys, but this one is interesting to me because we're involved in this one.
Yep.
We're involved.
Yes.
Tell about us.
Top 10 most attractive accents in the United States.
Okay, this is just the United States.
Yes, just the United States. I've asked producer Dan also to join. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I feel like you're a part of this.
Okay, what's going on?
You and Annie are a part of this.
You're the reason, Dan, that we're on top of this list.
We are, yes.
We are.
Top 10, California at number 10.
Okay. Just all of California.
Hey, Tamra.
Yeah.
Surf hella. So you got to say hella.
Hella.
And
gnarly.
Yeah. Right. Just kind of talk with a little
St. Louis.
They don't what?
It's weird to me because I've been to St. Louis several times.
And they have accents?
So it's a little bit of a, it's a mix between a Southern and a Midwestern.
Okay.
Because it's almost like a Southern city, but it's it's like
they
the gateway.
Y'all?
It's the gateway to the Midwest. So, you know, but you're still really close to Arkansas and Tennessee.
Okay.
Chingy said, I like the way you do that right there and not right there. So.
Oh. True. In at number 8, Philadelphia.
Ooh. What?
Garbage city.
Most
garbage.
Attractive?
Okay,
trash.
I grew up 30 miles outside of Philadelphia, and I can tell you for a fact, no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Number
water.
7.
They say water.
Water.
Mom and Papa.
I need a water break.
Water.
Hawaiian.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, yeah, they got a really cool accent.
Mellow.
I don't know if I can hear that in my
It's it's very
Like short, how they shorten vowels?
Yeah, they well, because native Hawaiians, they speak the Hawaiian language, which is mainly vowels, so there's a lot of vowel sounds and stuff like that.
Instead of brother, they say brada.
Bra.
I like that.
Brada. Yeah, that's good, too.
Brada. Like
in at number 6, again, most attractive accents in the United States, Mississippi.
No.
Listen, I love a Southern accent.
Is that even a real place?
No.
You could just wrap those all together, like Mississippi, Alabama. There's a special place in my heart for that.
Hey, put some chocolate on my toes and suck it off. There you go.
Yeah, that sounds really sexy.
Chicago is number 5. And then Maine, the Mainer.
Wait,
Maine.
What?
Over there.
Maine.
Over there.
Oh, I'm hot and heavy over here.
Over there.
Why don't you come over here and light a candle for me? That'd be wonderful. Let's not burn down the house now, mother.
Number 3 is New York.
Okay. What?
Get out of here.
I feel like this list was hastily put together.
Same.
They've been to 4 states.
Bostonian is number 2 on most attractive.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're making a lot of sense.
Now this list is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. This list.
Another championship. Wow. Am I right, guys?
Hey!
Hey, City of Champions.
Well, I mean, it's a silver medal, but.
Yeah. Usually we don't do number 2, but that's okay.
Who beat us? That's my main issue.
Texans.
Who beat this sultry voice?
Texans.
Right? Oh, McConaughey. Okay.
Yeah. There's like 8 accents in Texas.
No, that's true. It's so big. You get a lot.
It's insane the number of accents.
Yeah.
But Chip Gaines.
Yeah. I do love
Matthew McConaughey. It's just what I think Texas.
I think that's just pothead.
Yeah.
I don't think of Texas.
You know.
I just think of stone.
You know, now that I know I have the sexiest accent, I might just take my shirt off.
And drive a Lincoln, baby. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie, watch out. Wanda Sykes is coming for you.
Another hater.
And the Bachelor and Bachelorette Nation.
Okay.
I know you're a huge fan of these shows.
I am.
It's just like a guilty pleasure, right?
Yeah, it's just, it's fun to watch.
So Wanda Sykes says, and I quote, "It portrays women in a negative light. It's just annoying and also promotes bad behavior. And it just makes women look stupid." It does. All these women after all this, just one sorry dude. Come on, I've just had enough of the silliness.
So does it make the men look stupid too? Because they're all fighting for one woman as well.
Well, we've already looked stupid for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, we managed to do that.
We're just right.
I understand people not liking the fact that it's, you know, pitting women against each other just for the love of a man or whatever, but there's also really great things to come out of this show, and not to get too serious, but last season, one of the girls opened up about her sexual assault experience, and she has a platform like this because of this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's... I'm not saying the whole show is so serious and it brings all of these beautiful things to light, but I think that there are some really good things about it. And I just think it's a fun show to watch.
It's reality TV. It's not real.
I understand that.
Well, that's what I'm saying to her.
It's odd.
Yeah, I know. It's weird that that's what we say about reality. Like, nobody believes reality TV is real anymore.
No.
Like, we all know. The beginnings of reality TV, we were all excited because it was
real.
We're stopped being friends and start being real.
Yeah.
The whole real world thing, right?
Yeah. Do you remember? Stop being polite and start getting real.
Yeah, yeah. That was like the whole thing. And it felt very real. But the problem is trying to capture all of that now they have to script it out. They have to set up plot lines.
Yeah,
the
producers work overtime to make sure it's good.
Also,
yes.
Can we talk about the people that are on these shows? Because these are the garbage humans that want to be on TV and they want to get famous for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And they act and they portray these caricatures of themselves and their DBs and their jerks. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and this is both women and men alike on
Absolutely.
These shows. So, yes, that's what they want to do. Wanda, so what?
And they have to be extreme to get on the show. Yeah. They're, you know, they're not just going to pick nice
There's
people.
A reason why the guy who was a farmer, who we all loved yesterday.
Old Matt
because
Donald.
He seemed, old Matt Donald. He seemed like a genuinely good
Justice
dude. Knows sign language. His mom and dad are deaf. His brother's deaf. I mean, the kid, you know, he does charity work. We deep dive into him. I mean, he seems like he'd be a great fit for this girl, Hannah B., because she loves Alabama football. He watches Alabama football.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, but no,
out,
he's
gone.
The first one to go.
Of course.
And you don't think that wasn't the producers?
Of course it's the producers. You have to be willing when you go on these shows to become whatever character they want you to be. Yeah. They want you to be a villain, you're a villain.
Cheryl is from Watertown. Do you agree or disagree with what Wanda Sykes is saying about The Bachelorette and portraying women in a negative light?
I'm going to have to disagree with her. Honestly, the concept is cool. They have made long-term matches. Yeah, it does show some crazy stuff, which is, you know, more than likely drummed up by the show's makers to make it more interesting. But in all honesty, dating is kind of a bunch of drama anyway, so I don't think it's that far off of a real portrayal of how trying to date multiple people at the same time really is.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. That's true.
You can't lean on the percentages, though, because the percentages of long-term relationship versus the failures is
that not,
like, yeah, it's
right.
It's
there's like four positive relationships.
It's like Campy Kennedy. It's like Campy Kennedy. You're not going to win.
Wait, I have somebody that actually agrees. Karen from Duxbury, what did you want to say?
I totally agree with her. Just because of the fact that I feel like some of these women go on the show for attention. They just want the attention and to be on TV, and they're not actually in it for the love. And, yeah, okay, you may get the select few that's like, well, I really just want to find somebody, but it's just a big publicity stunt to me, and I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
They might be doing it for ratings and advertising dollars. I'm just...
What?
That is crazy.
You're kidding me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.